Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air. Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, are really good for the environment, and just work better in every way. Tips and suggestions from the listeners are encouraged, so call us today at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now it's time to learn about what truly is green living. Here he is. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
In person, on the radio, talking to you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I didn't really finish what I meant to do, telling you about the classes. I got off on why we did the classes because no universities teach them. I didn't quite finish, so let me do that real quick, and then I want to catch up on a couple of other things that I haven't gotten around to bringing to you. But jump on here anytime you want to, 866-444-3478. The two classes that we have, and if you missed the first part of my talking about that, they are under the red box up at the top right-hand corner of dirtdoctor.com where it says buy book, art, and classes. But the two classes are the original class that's 15 chapters covering everything. It goes through soil information, basic soil information, building soil, bed preparation, planting techniques, two chapters on trees, two on insects, one on diseases. We do compost and mulches. There's chapters on that. In other words, it just goes through all of the things that we talk about here on the show in great detail. You take a chapter, a course, chapter one at a time, obviously, but you can't go to the next one until you take a test and pass it 100%, which isn't that hard because we give you a 26-page a cheat sheet, and it's an open book test. And it's fun. We get really good feedback on it. We're still doing the buy one and get one free for a friend, so it's basically a two-for-one deal. Prices on it range in the $195 to the $200 range, depending on whether you want to get the follow-up consultation with it or not. And then the small class, the newest one we've done, is just on one subject. And it's on the sick tree treatment, how to do it, starting with how do you recognize that the tree is in stress? How do you diagnose the problem? We do that first, and then we take you through the sick tree treatment completely, including trimming the tree properly and doing all of the sick tree treatment procedures, starting, of course, first with removing the plants that have crowded around the base of the tree and the soil that has built up over the period of time. And it's a tree in my front yard. So it happens to everybody. Everybody needs to know how to handle sick tree treatment procedures. And that's what the class is all about. It's very inexpensive. It's $29.95, I think, is the number. Plus the fact, if you're a member of the Organic Club of America, you get a 20% discount off of that. Just go into the members area, and it tells you how to do that. We are going to be doing a talk coming. All my talks, I've got several coming up, but they're on dirtdoctor.com on the homepage under the button that says appearances. And one that I've got coming up, and we don't have it on there yet, and we need to get the details on there. I need to give the information to Doug because I just got it. But it's November the 6th, and it's over in East Texas, in Emory, Texas, at Scarborough Haven in the what they call the Aurora. It's this gorgeous big barn that the Scarboroughs moved down from New England and rebuilt. And they have weddings and all kind of big events, and I'm doing a talk November the 6th at 1 o'clock there. It does cost. They're using it as a fundraising venture for the Garden Club over there, so it's going to be $25 or something like that, I think. But I'll be doing a talk there on that date, and we'll get all that detailed information on the website for you here pretty soon. I'm also delighted that we've got the Freeze Miser people back with us. And if you haven't heard me talk about this device, they've improved it even, I understand, and I look forward to trying it, although the original one worked very well. You attach it to your hose bib or your watering troughs if you're a rancher, and it when the temperature gets to a certain point, it starts dripping just a little bit. So in other words, you don't ever have to worry about disconnecting your hoses or your watering troughs or anything that has, you know, water under pressure to it. The Freeze Miser takes care of it for you. It's pretty incredible. Not expensive at all either. And then the other thing, before we get back to the phone calls, and we'll get caught up, I promise, a lot of bad information about grass out there. You know, treating diseases with toxic chemicals is not ever a good idea. It kills beneficial microbes more than it kills the targeted pests. If you do have a disease, whole ground cornmeal, put it out at 20 pounds per thousand square feet, and yeah, it'll help at this time of the year. You don't have to do it. You can wait and do it when the grass starts growing in the spring, but getting ahead of the game by doing it now is not a bad thing to do. Build up the trichoderma in the soil. And the other bad information is that people will tell you it's too late to plant solid sod. It's nonsense. It's a great time to plant any kind of solid sod. The cool season things like fescue and rye grasses and bluegrass, as well as the summer grasses of Bermuda, Zoysia, St. Augustine grass, and whatever else you're trying to grow. Is there a chance of losing it? Yeah, if you have a zero degree weather that comes after warm weather, yeah, there's a possibility, but it's a rare chance. And most people in the business, landscape business and golf course business, are planting solid sod pretty much year round. And this is a great time. Fall's a great time to do it. Let me see who's first up. Richard, Trinidad, California. Hi, Richard.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing very well. Thanks for calling.
I have a mountain pond on some property that we own in Northern California. It's at about 2,500 foot elevation, and it's fed by a mountain creek that comes down.
Wow,
and we've
great.
Got aquatic growth growing in this pond that's almost looks like, I won't say it's like seaweed, like freshwater seaweed, but it's aquatic growth that's coming up that shouldn't be in there, and I'm looking for an organic way to get rid of it. There are some trout in that pond, and we have, in the fall, you know, we have migrating geese and ducks that come through there. The pond's not huge. I'd say it's probably maybe a quarter of an acre or something like that.
Okay.
And it's a man-made pond that was on the property when we got there. But looking for an organic way to try and get rid of this growth.
Sure.
We think it came in through ducks and geese that, you know.
The fertilizer from those guys, yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, is it natural or does it have an artificial lining?
It's natural.
Natural, okay. Are you fertilizing around it with anything at all?
No.
Okay, no fertilizers going in. Okay, it's probably the birds that are doing it then. There's a couple of things you can do. One is cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, broadcast into the water is very good on controlling certain algae, some better than others, and it would be worth a try. I would, if it were my pond, the first thing I would do, though, is I would go to a swimming pool supplier or go online, or maybe you can find one of the landscape wholesale places near you that handles concentrated hydrogen peroxide. And the concentrated stuff will range from 27% up to about 35%. And that's different than the stuff in the grocery store, which is 3%, as you probably understand. And you use it in a mixture, diluting it with water, taking it down to about 10%. Or you can just simply put some in, you know, a few cups full or even a gallon or so in, and let it become
dispersed.
Diluted, dispersed and diluted in your pond. And it, on certain kinds of algae, it works great. For example, in my koi pond that I have at home, it has four levels, four waterfalls.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that you have almost every year, if you've got moving water at all, and I would recommend that you maybe look into that, kind of an aeration or a bubbler or something that'll really help you in this situation.
The pond is fed through kind of like an artificial waterfall, like a pipe that brings it down out of a ditch.
Well, you may have the string algae, the same stuff I'm talking about, in my koi pond, and the hydrogen peroxide takes it out. It's just wonderful how well it works. I'm going to put you on hold if you had anything else besides that, because I got to run a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Crazy Water. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Crazy Water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for taste, health, and body balance. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find nearby stores across Texas. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Have you heard that the Old Farmer's Almanac says that we may have the coldest winter that we've had in years? So how do we get ready? Well, one thing is to put the freeze miser on all of your outdoor hydrants. No batteries or electricity, just some incredible technology that senses when the water in the lines fall below 37 degrees and then releases the exact amount of water that it needs. Ask for it by name at your favorite nursery, hardware, farm and ranch store, or log in to freezemiser.com. It's the freeze miser, and it works.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an OMRI-listed organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure. Growing Green is naturally slow release for continuous feeding to build healthier soil and root systems through three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair for the soil, and trace mineral availability. Your lawns, flowers, trees, and vegetable gardens and the potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green organic fertilizer. The commercial version of Garrett Juice is also available from Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Visit online at MedinaAg.com to learn more about this family of natural lawn and garden products. For the whole blooming garden, Medina makes it happen. 59 years young and always environmentally friendly, MedinaAg.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Back with you, and I think Richard had a little bit more for me. Richard, what else can I do for you?
I was just curious about using that hydrogen peroxide. The pipe that feeds this pond is probably like a 12-inch diameter culvert. Mm-hmm. And if we added it at the point that of diversion where it's taking that water out of the creek, about how much would we use and would there be any effect on the fish that are in the pond?
No effect on the fish other than beneficial effect.
Okay.
You could look. I think what you ought to do, a couple of things, just to give you a background. I had mustard algae in my swimming pool, and my swimming pool is pretty small. It's an old kidney-shaped pool, one of the first ones that was built in Dallas a long time ago, I think. But I put a full gallon of the 35% hydrogen peroxide in the pool. In that case, of course, there's no fish in it or anything. And it knocked the mustard algae out, and it has never come back.
Wow.
In my koi pond, which is 1,700 gallons, I'll pour 1 quart of hydrogen peroxide that's 3% just from the grocery store in it when the string algae starts to develop, which it does every year, especially when the weather starts to change. And that's fairly diluted, you know, and it wipes it out. It's amazing how well it works. So here's what I recommend to you, and I need to try to run on and help some other people. But look at my website and go to the library under hydrogen peroxide. We have a page that's all the recipes and all the dilutions that I recommend for all the different uses of hydrogen peroxide. Yours is unusual there, but I think it'll give you a guide as a starting place. And okay. I wouldn't worry about, you know, whatever the budget allows, put a fairly heavy amount in there to knock out the current problem. You know, maybe do it a little bit at a time, see, make sure it's not going to create a problem. But I think it'll take care of the situation there beautifully.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Appreciate the call, and call us again, okay? Let's go to Mesquite. It's Mary's turn. Hi, Mary.
Hello. How are you?
Could not be better.
Great. Thank you for taking my call. I just have a quick question. I have been fighting for years having, I think what it is southern dewberry coming up in my flower bed, and it's really thorny, mm-hmm. and I can't seem to get rid of it. I've tried to dig it out, but I think it's coming from underneath the foundation. How should I get rid of this?
Does it have any fruit at all? Is it got any benefit?
Now, I've never seen any fruit at
all.
Okay,
it's just a bramble or briar. There's nothing that you can really spray on it that I'd recommend, Mary. The only thing I'd recommend is get some good heavy gloves and get a grubbing hoe of some kind and chop down on it. All of the dewberries and blackberries and raspberries have very shallow root systems. And if you chop down on it and pull it out, you'll see that the runners are very shallow, and you can get them and just rip them out of the ground, chop it up, throw it in the compost pile. Even though it's thorny, it'll be a good ingredient for the compost pile. And if it is a dewberry or any kind of blackberry at all, one of the things a lot of people don't realize about those berries like that is that the leaves are wonderful to use in herb teas.
Really?
Very good for you and tastes good as well. So if it's a thorny thing and you've obviously identified it as a dewberry or in that family, they're good in herb teas.
Great. Well, excellent. So I'll get some gloves and
I'll get to work. It's not that hard to do. I'm doing it with some blackberries in an area at our office where it's too shady for them to really produce well. So I'm doing the same thing you are.
All right. Thank you very much for your help.
Talk to you later. Here's Joyce in Garland, Texas. We're moving all around the place. Hey, Joyce.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
I have a problem with one of my hibiscus that I've never had before, and I don't know how to treat it. I do organic.
Okay.
Something's chewing on the leaves, making holes in them. They're not eating the whole leaf, they just make a hole in them.
Well, there's a couple of things to look at, Joyce. Early in the year, not now, I had katydids, the green katydids that look kind of like a grasshopper. They were doing that kind of damage to my Turk's cap, and so that's a possibility. If you see them, you need to use one of the spinosad products. It's
okay.
S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, spinosad. That's the active ingredient, not the brand name. It could also be caterpillars. I mentioned early in the show, in the Howard's Garden things, that we've got little bitty green worms on some of the leafy vegetables, and they're eating holes in the leaves. Look like it's been shot with a shotgun almost. And if you have them, look at the back side of the leaves and look real closely. They're tiny right now, very, very small. And if you have them, any of the BT products like Thuricide or Dipel or any of the spinosad products will work on that as well. So, in other words, the spinosad might be the best thing for you no matter what. And one little secret to using both the BT and the spinosad is that when you mix up your spray, put 1 ounce of liquid molasses in the sprayer per gallon of spray, and it makes it work better and last longer. And I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We're about out of time, but I got two calls. We might have time for one more if you want to try to jump on. I'll be back.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, or call 866-444-3478.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. Mary, I'll be right with you, but one thing I forgot to finish on, I'm always doing that. I get too many things in my head at once on the bed preparation. There's one thing that I failed to mention that's really important, and that is when you finish your bed preparation, either before or after the plants have been planted, we're going to do one of two things. We're going to treat all the transplants and all the seed with Garrett juice before they go in to the beds, or what I did this last time, it's a lazy man's way to do it. I planted everything, and then I mixed up the Garrett juice, and I used a great big old watering can with a breaker bloom on the end of it, and I just watered the beds thoroughly, soak them with the Garrett juice. It really makes a big difference. It is a form of fertilizer. It does have NPK. It does have a lot of trace minerals. It stimulates germination to be more even and more complete. And just does it's a root stimulator, does all kind of great things. Either make your own, the formula's on the website and in all my books. And it also, I talk about it in the online classes and everywhere. But you can also buy the commercial versions of it if you don't like making your own brews, okay? Here in Arlington, Texas is Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Howard. Good morning. Hey, I have a question because I think I had a misunderstanding about whole ground cornmeal.
Okay.
So what you buy in the grocery store is not what you're talking about?
Well, any cornmeal at all will work to some degree for use as a treatment to help disease control that stimulates trichoderma. It's just that the grocery store cornmeal costs more. And also, a lot of it is just the starchy endosperm of the corn. It doesn't include the kernel, the bran, and the germ. They've actually removed it in the processing. That's where horticultural cornmeal came from years ago when we helped put that on the market. The horticultural cornmeal was what they call in the industry hominy, and it was the bran and the germ. It's the best thing you can get. I don't know that it specifically is available anymore. So what you're basically looking for is whole ground cornmeal. It's the entire corn kernel ground up. The nurseries, the garden centers, the feed stores, the farm stores that sell cornmeal in a 40 or 50 pound bag, that's what it is. It's the entire corn kernel ground up.
Okay, I see now. Okay, good deal. And my other question was, hey, I got my package of OSHA root, and they're very proud of it. I'm sure it's wonderful. And it's not anything I'm used to. I don't know how to use it. It's the root.
Yeah.
Like, how do I make a tea from this?
Okay, you take a little piece of it. I usually use a piece that's as big as my thumb or half as big as my thumb. And I use a great big knife. I don't know what you call the knives that you can kind of rock down on, you know. And it's a woody, it's a woody, as you've seen, it's a woody root, but it actually cuts with a big knife fairly easily. And I cut it into kind of a coarse looking, it looks like a real coarse coffee by the time I get through chopping it up.
I see. So you don't put you do chop it up. Okay.
I do chop it up and I put it in the teapot with other herbs or with ginger, or as you hear me talk on at the beginning of the show, or sometimes by itself. OSHA has the most pleasant fragrance of any of the herbs that I use to me.
But I'm really looking forward to trying it, but I was just so flummoxed. I'd never seen, never used anything like this. So, I'll chop it up with a chef's knife.
It does not take a lot of it to get a nice tea and a good flavor. So just play around with how much you're using and play around with mixing it with an organic green tea like I do, or the Wise Monkey tea, or something else. But it by itself is just a delightful tea. It is pricey compared to other things.
Yeah, but
I think you'll like it. I think you'll appreciate the value.
Well, I can't wait to try it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we've got Tony calling Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Hi, Tony.
Good morning. Question, I'm getting ready to plant my garlic. I finally got my bed prepared and tilled up, got all my amendments in. And I heard you talking about, like, soaking the either your seeds or your transplants in Garrett juice or soaking them after you plant. Now, is that the same procedure you would do for your garlic before you plant it?
Exactly the same. You can lay the garlic cloves out on some paper, butcher paper or something, spray them with Garrett juice. That works very well. Or you can just get them in the ground and then just drench the area really heavily with the garret juice. Either way, that uses more material, but it also fertilizes the whole soil area for you.
Sure. I've got the big 2-gallon cans for that.
Yeah, so good. No, that works great. And this is a perfect time for you to plant it. I've got garlic coming up all over the place in my garden right now that I didn't even plant. And that's one of the beautiful things about the elephant garlic that we grow. So if you haven't tried that yet, you might give that a try at some point, too.
I'm trying a new one this year. It was called Korean Red.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of curious to see how that turns out. Yeah, I kind of rotate my varieties every couple of years.
That's good. Let me know how it works for you.
Will do, sir. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate the call. Good luck with that garlic. I love garlic. I use it for everything from going in my eggs in the morning to making what my specialty dish. I'm not much of a chef, really, but I am pretty much a killer chef on what I call the Virgin Islands casserole. And we developed it. I developed it when I lived in the Virgin Islands for 3 months as a junior when I was at Texas Tech. We did a problems course there, and I'll tell you all about it one of these days. I hadn't done that in a while. But the Virgin Islands casserole's definition is you put in it whatever you happen to have left in your leftovers and in the refrigerator and add a few new things to it as well. Here's Sandy in Mesquite. Hey, Sandy.
Hi. I've got another question about the garret juice on plant starters. I just put some garret juice all over my newly planted bed, and a lot of the starters were lettuce and celery. And then afterwards it occurred to me that, ooh, this has got, like, compost, tea, and manure and whatever that I just poured all over my lettuce.
Not to worry. No problem at all.
Well, how long do I have to let it sit there before I can dare to eat a leaf?
Well, 3 minutes. You don't have to worry about it.
Just, oh, really?
Yeah, just wash it off real well. There's nothing in it that's toxic or harmful to you at all. I've had my own dogs get into it, and I've had a lot of people report it that they had a mixture of it, and then they turned around and looked, and their dog was over there drinking it like crazy. My dogs don't do that. My dogs are into eating sticks and bark. That's their latest thing. And Nellie got choked really badly yesterday. It scared the heck out of me. She had trouble finally gagging it up, but I can't get them to stop doing it. They eat a lot of really good stuff, but their still favorite food is sticks. And Nellie taught little Tater to do it too. That's the funniest part about the deal.
Yeah, the little ones will imitate the bigger ones.
Yeah. He taught her how to do a few things. Luckily, he never taught her how to climb the tree. He would have made a mess of that activity.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's reassuring. I'll eat my lettuce then. Thank you.
Okay, appreciate the call. And those went pretty fast, so we might be able to take one or two more quick if you want to try to jump on here. If not, I'll finish with a few things that I had not gotten around to. Fruit trees, it is time to plant, and there's a good news, bad news, and a frustration in this area. If you're going to plant a little orchard or just one fruit tree of any kind, right now is the perfect time to plant it. But the frustrating part is that a lot of the nurseries and garden centers and people selling the trees don't have them yet. So you might try some mail order. You might call some of the nurseries and put your request in for them to hold certain things, and as soon as they get in, get them planted, plant them with the organic techniques that I recommend, the wide, ugly hole, even if they're bare-rooted, wide, ugly hole set real high with the flare above the ground, showing, and the roots just under the ground, and then mulch lightly, but don't pile any mulch up on the base of the tree. It's the planting depth is crucial. And even if you plant them a little too low, it's not the end of the world, because we can go down and expose the flare later as they grow and start getting some size. But you don't want to listen to the people that say cut the top back. You want to leave the whole tree, let it start growing until you start pruning it into the character that you want, so it'll be easy to harvest whatever the crop is. And then also go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the word guides down at the lower part of the page. Guides in capital letters, G-U-I-D-E-S. Under that word, which is a button, you'll find all my formulas and all kinds of stuff, including the organic fruit and pecan tree program, which teaches you how to plant properly, the management techniques, the spray program that I recommend that's, of course, not using anything toxic at all. It starts with spraying garlic and garlic pepper tea and goes takes you through the whole thing. So just remember that that's there. Colin and Van Alstine will at least get started before this break. What can I do for you?
Okay, Doctor, my yard is about 2 acres, and it was cattle pasture, and I bought it about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it's got bluestem grass, patchy.
All right.
And I want it to take over, and I'm letting the seeds, you know, the seed heads grow right now. And I'm wondering when are the seeds mature, when they spread out, or are they mature now?
They should be mature now. You're talking about big and little bluestem? Is that what we're talking about, or are you talking about KR bluestem, which is no good?
I believe it's the big or little blue stem, sir.
Okay. Yeah, they'll be mature now, Colin, so just cut them, spread them around now. Use your organic techniques. I tell you, one of the best ways to get the native grasses, the tall prairie grasses like you're growing, to spread is to get shredded tree trimmings from an arborist, from a tree care company, and broadcast the shredded tree trimmings. You will be amazed how what fertilizer value you get out of that and how it stimulates and helps the native stuff germinate and grow and get started and spread.
All righty. I'll do it.
All righty. Good luck. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
And if you put out some organic fertilizer, the native grasses like that, fine. Don't put any, you know, high nitrogen synthetic stuff out. But on the other hand, don't ever put it out ever anyway, including Miracle-Gro, the liquid stuff, as well as the dry, you know, salt stuff in the big bags. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Azomite is a naturally occurring rock mineral and organic micronutrient soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite can be used alone or with other amendments and fertilizers for your gardens, lawns, and trees from planting to maturity. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, horses, and other livestock. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or by going to where2buy at azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Well, it looks like we might wind up today's show by talking to Charles about grass burrs. Hey, Charles.
Hey there. Actually, two timing questions. We have really bad grass burrs, and see you guess. You know, just the soil health with molasses and corn gluten meal. I know you recommend corn gluten meal more in the spring as an emergent, but is it useful to do the corn gluten meal now just to try to get control on the bird?
Well, if you have bare soil, Charles, if you're doing new beds of any kind and you've got in the process you've created a bare soil and you're not going to be planting seed, corn gluten meal is useful. It's useful any time in that regard. To be
this
a natural
grass that's already
on existing grass, if you put it out now, you'll get the fertilizer benefit, but you probably won't get much pre-emergent benefit because those seed have already germinated.
So molasses now and then corn gluten meal in the spring.
Probably the best way to use those two tools. Anytime you put the corn gluten meal out, you get the fertilizer value.
Good. And one other timing, we've had bad grasshoppers is Nolo bait. I know you suggest Nolo bait. Is that should I wait for a certain time for that, or go ahead and put it now and or in the spring?
The Nolo bait or any of those biological things for grasshoppers and other pests are best put out shortly before spring emergence of the insects. So if you put it out now, you'd probably get some residual value, but it's going to do more good for you if you look at putting it out sometime around the same time that we'd put out the corn gluten meal, which would be middle of February or maybe a little later into March.
All righty.
The Nolo bait was on the market. It was off the market. I think it's back on the market. I'm not positive. There's another Nosema locusti product called Semispore also, if you can't find the Nolo bait. We've had a listener. He hadn't checked in for a while. I hope he's okay. I hadn't heard from him in a while, but he used to give us a report every year that he was controlling grasshoppers very well using Nolo bait and beneficial nematodes both. So you might look at that also if it continues to be a problem for you.
Well, I'm not seeing a lot of Nolo bait vendors out there, but that's a good spin. I'll look up the Semi Sport.
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
I appreciate the call very much. It's we don't have any more calls, so let me take advantage of that. If somebody jumps in real quick, David, I could do one more, but let me finish a couple of things. One is a lot of people want to know where to buy products and where to find contractors and all that. We have lists on the website on dirtdoctor.com of both retail stores, and those retail stores that we have listed on the site are simply places that we know have at least some organic products. It doesn't mean they have everything that I recommend. We do have a listing of some people that do the entire Dirt Doctor program, and those are highlighted specifically. We also have contractors that do at least some organic stuff, and we also would like to have any of you out there that have contractors or stores that are into organics to let us know, and we'll add them to the list. We're trying to make it easier for people to find the products and the services that fit what we teach here. We are doing more consulting and speaking. I never really slowed down during this whole mess that we've had. We did some by Zoom, but we've been doing in person speeches and lectures and consultation and everything now for some time. Actually, it's kind of revved up because more and more people, because of COVID, have gotten into gardening and landscaping and interested in the organic thing because being more interested in health because of all this mess that we're having to deal with. And then the second thing that happened was the crazy weather that we had in February. A lot of people getting involved in fixing up their properties or planting more because of freeze damage and all of that kind of thing. So if you're interested in me being involved with you in any way, a consultation or speech or lecture series or whatever it is, just go to the appearance button on dirtdoctor.com, click on that, and it gives you the contact information and how it all works and calling the numbers there. You can talk to Doug or me and find out how it all works. And we're enjoying very much doing all that kind of thing. What else on the website I needed to tell you about? I think I got it just about all covered. Let me think what it was. Once again, the guides button where it says guides in all capital letters on the homepage is where you're going to find all of the programs, including the fruit and pecan tree program, like I mentioned, the organic rose program, the formulas for making Garrett juice, the tree trunk goop. And by the way, any of you have any physical damage to the woody plant bark, woody tissue of trees, shrubs, vines, the sick tree treatment is the thing to do to get the plants in general better health. But putting on the wound itself, what we recommend is called the tree trunk goop. All righty. Enjoyed being with you. We'll talk. Phil, I'll talk to you real quickly off the air. Hang on. Don't go away, and we'll talk to everybody next week. In the meantime, if you have a question, just go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, and it's spelled out D-I-R-T-D-O-C-T-O-R, dirtdoctor.com.